Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Alan John Mattis. He's a registered nurse, author, and entrepreneur. Alan, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much, Christopher. I'm very honored to be here in your program today.
So I hated school, Alan, because I thought it was such a waste of time in that you'd go to school, you take these tests, you study, and I never found it practical. Whereas you as a nurse, the thing is you study actually are practical, so much so that you can literally save lives. So let's first talk about your story, your own inspirational personal story before we dive into your book and what you do as an educator. Why did you choose to become a nurse, Alan?
Well, first and foremost, I became a nurse because it's a profession that I think is really going to change lives. I really want to help people. And as part of that, as a nurse, you have the opportunity to touch the lives of patients every day. And all throughout the years when I was practicing my profession, I also discovered that I like to teach. So teaching is a very nice profession because your training nurses will be also touching the lives of patients also later on. And also for some reason, it runs in our family that we have a lot of healthcare professionals in our family. So it was very easy for me to decide that I wanted to be a nurse because I see firsthand or I saw firsthand how my relatives were really making a difference in the lives of other people as well.
Is there an early story, remember, whether you were at a hospital or at home and you heard a story from one of your relatives that really inspired you to become a nurse?
I actually took care of two of my grandparents. They had chronic diseases, and as one of the grandchildren who was always available in the house, I took care of both of them. They both died of chronic diseases, and I took care of both of them. And that was a turning point for me to decide that I really want to pursue nursing because it was such a heartwarming experience to really make a difference and to really provide their healthcare needs every day and to do assessments and bring them to appointments. And of course, the impact that you're making to your relatives.
Oh, that's great, Alan. And so you are an author, an entrepreneur. You remind me of a gentleman named Pat Flynn, who he ended up focusing on educating people in the architecture world, meaning he, I think, helped people apply to be an architect or apply to do well on an architect test. But then when he got let go, he created this online program and coaching where he essentially just helped people at first with architecture tests, but now he's like a very well-known podcaster. He makes millions of dollars a year, but he is very niche. And in your case, it's not even, I think there's 3.8 million nurses in the US alone. So I'm fascinated by the work you do because not only do you have this great heart of compassion, Alan, you want to help other people join this profession. So tell us, okay, I know why you were inspired to be a nurse, but why did you choose to be an entrepreneur and to write a book to help other people that want to be a nurse?
Well, for so many years, I have been a nurse educator. My experience really was teaching nursing students, but I think at one point, I started to realize that I need to embark on an endeavor wherein I could put my own personal touch into the program. I want to create something that is different, something that is innovative for the nursing students to pass their licensure examination. So I had a vision, and it was very hard for me at the start, you know, because it's a vision, but then I was really very passionate. So I started working every day, small task only, until later on I built something like this, which is an online program, and also at the same time I do live classes as well. So I really created this because I felt that my experience will really help the students and to make really something different, a program that students will really like in preparation for the licensure review.
That's great, Alan. So let's just stress what you said, talking about small tasks, because a lot of times people look at a goal, whether being a nurse or a doctor or a social worker, whatever they want to be, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't do that. So when you talk about these small tasks, what do you feel is one of the most challenging things about becoming a nurse and how you help them get through that?
Well, the most important thing is to remind the students, I tell them all the time that they have to bite the elephant bit by bit. So the small task usually I tell them is that you have to enjoy learning. When you study, you have to study first the need to know information. You don't really have to read everything in the book. you have to know what is important to study for your examination or even in nursing programs. So that is my approach. As the instructor, I'm the guide of the students to let them know what are those important information that they need to know. Because I want them to remember things that they will remember 10 years from now. I don't want to teach them everything. They can read some of the information themselves, but the most important thing for me as an instructor is what are those concepts that they need to know so that when they start practicing nursing, those are the concepts that they will experience in practice. But I do tell the students that you have to listen to me because these are the small things that you need to learn every day. So study every day, but study those things, focus on the most important concepts.
And so your demographic, is it college students that want to become a nurse or they're high school students that want to be, like, tell us about your demographic of students that you help.
Well, actually, I have been an instructor for different nursing programs. I have been, I taught students in the Bachelor's of Science in Nursing program and also Master's of Science in Nursing program. But at this time, I'm a full-time nursing faculty for a vocational nursing program. These are students or also college students because nursing has different types. There's associates, there's vocational nursing program, and there's also bachelor's. So these are high school graduates, and this is really a college vocational nursing program.
That's great. Tell us about some of the success stories. I mean, for myself, my father had a term. He was a social worker and for decades in New York City, and he would talk about how this is a quality called invisible happiness. I mean, he'd just be walking down a street and literally he bumps into a person that he helped 10 years ago and he calls it invisible happiness. And I had that similar thing where I was a teacher for high school 15 years ago and I've mentored thousands of people and sometimes I bump into them. So for you, are there any experiences in your life where you help someone, you coach someone, you train someone, and then a year or two or even a few years later, they just thank you for your generosity?
I think I have a lot of experiences like that because as an instructor, sometimes you really forget your students, you know, at one point because it's just really hundreds of them. So when I enter facilities sometimes or hospitals, I'm surprised that I have students who will say, "Hey, Sir Allen," and I would tell them, "What's your name again? I really want to remember." But one in particular, a person that I have helped and is a person who has not practiced nursing for 20 years and he went into my review program. 20 years, he never practiced nursing, but he has to take the licensure examination. So I coached him, I provided him all the materials, and this person, first time, passed the licensure examination. And I'm very happy right now because he sent me an email, and he is now a family nurse practitioner. So for me, that is a very big achievement because this person before was just a person who was trying to pass his licensure. But then this person now is a family nurse practitioner, which is one type of provider in our healthcare profession. So helping that person really reach his dreams, not only passing the licensure, but of course, to climb the ladder of getting more degrees in nursing, that's really very fulfilling for me.
That's great. You know, Allen, in the business world, since this is more of a business podcast, so many times employees don't always feel appreciated or respected or needed from their managers or leaders. And I'm curious, what do you feel are qualities that you have as a nurse or your colleagues as nurses have that you feel that our leaders can have more of?
I think the number one is empathy. Because when you have empathy, you understand the situation of your employees or your staff. It makes you a better communicator. You really have to understand what are their struggles and why they are not performing very well, or if they are performing very well, you really have to give feedback and appreciate. You really have to let them know that you're very grateful for them being with you and helping you build your business. I think that's the most important one, being empathetic, being understanding, and really being a good communicator and really making people feel that they are important and that they have potentials and you help them grow.
You know, people that are listening, they don't need to hire an executive coach. They can hire you, Allen, because really that that one quality of empathy is really the most important thing that I remind myself of and with any leader, frankly, because how can you lead someone if you don't feel their pain or success? So, Allen, exactly. Thank you so much for sharing that very specific lesson. How can our guests connect with you and stay in touch with you?
Well, they can connect with me. I have my Facebook page, Matus Nursing Review, or they can also email me at info@matusnursingreview.com. They can do that as well. Or in my Facebook page, they can send me a message there as well.
Great. Alan, thanks again for your time and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.